感谢主，让我们有机会一同来到主的面前，思想主在我们华人教会在这最后一段时间给我们的托付和计划。
I want to thank God for giving us this opportunity to gather here to ponder about the kind of mission God wants to give us in this last age.
我们感谢主，在这一世的华福会，我们每一天都有一个主题，一个重点的一个分题。
And for this conference, we every day we have a sub theme.
每一天的分题，我们都看见有一个很清楚的同样的目标。
And the sub theme have a very clear focus.
每一天的主题都是为做宣教。
And for every day, the theme is meant for urban mission.
每一次都是为了宣教。
For mission, I'm sorry.
每一次当我思想到这里的时候。
Every time when I ponder to this,
就提醒我，
it remind me,
到底今天你我存留在这个时代，存留在这个地上，神的目的是什么？
That for you and I to live here and this time of the day, what is the purpose of God?
我觉得主不断地提醒我。
I know that God continually to remind me.
从前天晚上开始，
since last night,
经过了这两三天的时间，
and for these few days,
主让我再一次想到，
when again I was reminded by God,
你我今天被留在这里有神神圣的目的。
That you and I are being kept by God here, there's a sacred purpose.
感谢主，让我们在这样的一个前提的里面，我们求主让我们这一次的聚会成为一个非常震撼我们的心，也让我们在主的面前得益处的一个聚会。
Praise God that because of this premise, let this meeting be one that shake our heart and be one with a significance.
今天我们是从城市的处境来看宣教。
Today we want to view mission from the perspective of our city.
今天早上当钟世豪牧师提到壁虎，提到青蛙的时候，
This morning as we mentioned about lizards, about these frogs, by the speakers,
他说他已经有好多年没有看过壁虎。
He said for many years he has not seen lizards.
但是刚好兄弟的经验跟他相反。
But my experience is the reverse.
过去六年有机会在泰国进进出出学习做一些异文化的宣教的工作。
Because for the past six years, I have the experience to move in and out of Thailand for this cross-cultural mission.
几乎是天天与壁虎共舞啊。
Then every single day, I live together with lizards.
我记得我第一天到清迈的时候，
The first day when I was in Chiang Mai,
我在我的卧室里面清洁，我的内人在厨房清洁。
In my room, I was cleaning, my wife was cleaning the kitchen.
竟然上帝的幽默让一个壁虎跳到她的身上。
It was humorous enough that God allowed a lizard to jump to her body.
她就大叫。
She shouted.
我赶出来的时候，
So when I rush out,
他告诉我，
She said,
又一个壁虎跳到他的身上。
One more lizard came to me.
我怎么找都没有。
But I couldn't find it.
因为他叫的声音大概把壁虎都吓跑了。
Because she has frightened the lizard away with a big cry.
但是我找到在他身上有那个壁虎的尾巴。
But I could see the tail of the lizard upon her.
所以当他今天早上讲的时候，
So this morning when the speaker spoke of this,
就勾起我一个心里面一个困扰。
And I have a confusion in my heart.
那么过去六年
In the past six years,
那么我是在一个乡村学习做一些宣教的工作。
I was learning as a missionary in a small village.
那么为什么大会让我来讲这一个城市这个布道的这样的一个题目呢？
Why the Congress wanting and inviting me to speak on urban mission?
应该找那些没有见过壁虎的人来讲才对。
They actually invite those they've never seen the lizard.
我突然有一个答案。
Suddenly, I got an answer.
我觉得圣灵在我们中间要做一个很清楚的一个工作。
The Holy Spirit wants to work a very clear work among us.
让我们在这里学习有一个这样一个平衡的被提醒。
Let me learn to be reminded to be balanced.
是的，我们今天在讲都市处境和宣教。
Yes, we are talking about urban circumstances and mission.
但是找一个过去六年在乡村侍奉的一个同工。
But to get a co-worker who has been serving in the village for the past six years.
让我们在这样的一个聚会里面被提醒， 我们要有平衡，要有一个整全的一个宣教的观念。
So that in this kind of mission, this meeting, we are reminded that in mission, we must be balanced in our concept.
我盼望我们参加这个聚会，每一个同工有这样一个看见。
I hope that each and everyone who participate in this meeting would have this kind of seeing.
每天是个重点。
That every day is a focus.
但是呢，不是整个聚会的一个主题。
But it's not a theme for the whole Congress.
所以我们盼望这几天的时间从不同的角度来看神全盘的计划。
So that for these few days from different angles, we want to see a total plan of God.
很多时候我们在侍奉的时候
Many times in our ministry,
我们会给自己画框框。
We want to draw a table for ourselves.
很多时候我们把我们自己的侍奉把它扩大，认为是在神的国度里面不可缺少唯一的一个侍奉。
So we want to expand our ministry so that it is something which is cannot be neglected in God's kingdom.
感谢主，今天让兄弟在这里跟大家分享，能够让我们被提醒看到一个整全的一个福音的图画。
Praise the Lord that you want to remind me also we can see a totality and the total plan of God.
城市处境的现况。
The urban circumstances.
今天早上我们已经听了许许多多的资讯和数据。
This morning we have heard many information and statistics.
那么各位可以看我们的这个手册上 F77 页是兄弟的一个很简单的一个大纲。
In F77 you can see my outline of the message for tonight.
今天早上我们从Dr. Ray Bakke从他的一些分享我们听见一些数据。
Also from this morning speaker Dr. Bakke, you can see some of the statistics he presented to us.
1804年的时候
In 1804,
全世界的人口10亿。
And there were about 1.1 billion of the world population.
那么到了123年之后
But 123 years later,
到了1927年的时候
when it comes to 1927,
世界人口到了20亿
and then the world population becomes 2 billion.
从123年就加速到33年到1960年的时候全世界的人口到30亿
But then the pace gathered, and it was only about 30 years later, the population became 3 billion.
后来这个世界人口的增长就越来越快。
And the growth pace of population of the world now is even faster.
过了14年到1974的时候
And 14 years later in 1974,
人口到了40亿。
And the world population is 4 billion.
过了13年 ,1987 年
And 13 years later in 1987,
到了50亿
It became 5 billion.
两年前 ,1999 年的时候
And then 2 years ago in 1999,
到了60亿全世界的人口
The world population is 6 billion.
预测到2010年的时候
The extrapolation is that when it comes to 2010,
全世界的人口要打破70亿的这个大关
and it will break the record of 7 billion.
我们看见人口的增长速度非常的快
We see that population growth is growing at a very fast rate.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
But my dear brothers and sisters,
当这个速度在加快的时候
When this pace is gathering momentum,
我们想到我们基督徒增长的速度又是如何呢
We want to examine what is the growth rate of Christianity.
我们知道在彼得后书彼得曾经说过一句我们都很熟悉的话
In 2 Peter, Peter said this we are very familiar statement.
神看一日如千年
God see a thousand years a day
看千年如一日
and one day a thousand years.
他说今天主耶稣基督爱我们的缘故
that Christ Jesus loved today it is because
他好像在单言他回来的时间
that is tarrying his time of return.
彼得说不是单言是宽容
People say Peter says not tarrying butAccommodating us.
但是弟兄姊妹，这一节很熟悉的经文。
But this very familiar verse,
我常常心里面有一些困扰。
Many times I was confused in my heart.
我说主啊，你到底是爱世界呢，爱世人呢，还是你不是爱我们
？Lord, is it that you love us or you don't love us at all?
因为如果你爱我们的话
，Because if you were to love us,
要更多的人进入你的永恒的国度里。
You want many people to enter into the kingdom.
你不喜欢一个人沉沦，你希望万人得救。
Because you don't want a single one to perish.
但是现在人数越来越增长的时候
But as the population grew in number,
基督徒的人数不能够跟着这个速度来增长甚至超越这个速度的时候
The population of the Christian do not increase in the same rate.
弟兄姊妹我们就看见时间越往后拖我们就看见似乎地狱进去的人就越来越多
So we see that time is more tiring and see that more people go to the hell.
弟兄姊妹是谁的错
Who's wrong is that?
我们能够怪神吗?
Who can we blame? Can we blame God?
这是神的错吗?
Is it God's wrong?
神的心没有改变。
God has never changed.
他实在是宽容, 实在是爱我们。
He actually accommodated us, he loved us.
今天的问题,
Today the question is,
我们看见世界的人口一直在增加。
We see the world population increasing fast.
他们说每一个礼拜就要增加一个新加坡。
And they said every week they increase the population of Singapore.
每一个月要增加两个香港。
And also 2 months increase the population of Hong Kong.
每一年全世界人口要增加5个台湾。
And for every year the population increase will equal to 5 Taiwan.
每过10年全世界人口差不多就要增加一个现在的中国。
And for every 10 years, the population increase will be equivalent to one China presently.
但是请问我们基督徒的数目怎么样能够跟得上
But when they ask, how can this increase in the population of Christians catch up?
弟兄姊妹，这不是上帝的责任，是你我的责任。
This is not the responsibility of God, but it's ours.
今天早上我们听到
This morning we heard,
在60亿的人口里面
In this 6 billion population,
有一半是住在大都市里面
Half of them live in the metropolitan.
换句话说
In other words,
约翰福音3:16说神爱世人有一半的世人今天是住在都市里面
John 3:16 said, For God so loved the world, and half of that world population live in the city.
我们看到今天的都市
So we see the big city today.
用中文来说用两个字是很特别的可以代表的就是多元这两个字
In Chinese, you can use the word to represent by English plurality.
那么这个多元的种族
And pluralistic races.
文化的多元
As a plurality in culture.
我们看到语言的多元
Plurality in languages.
今天许多的人到了外国
A lot of people when travel overseas,
把自己的母语带去
they bring along their native language.
我们在这一期的聚会里面
in these meetings,
我们看到许许多多很亲切的一些相谈
we see that many very familiar our local tongues being spoken.
那么我们也听见一些非常可爱的用不同的相谈所表达的华语
and also we listen to slangs coming from local tongues to express it in Mandarin.
我非常非常佩服蔡医生
I actually admire Dr. Philemon Chua.
香港
From Hong Kong,
他有那样标准的讲国语的这样的一个能力实在感谢主。
That you can speak Mandarin in such a perfect tone.
我也是广东人。
I'm also Cantonese.
我也不差。我也不差。
I'm not too bad.
不过最近听到一个广东牧师我们的同乡讲话。
But we heard one Cantonese pastor who said,
他说耶稣有12个馒头。
Jesus has 12 months.
我想我们都不会笑他，因为我们知道他在讲什么。
We know that what he is talking about.
下面一句我听不懂。
And the next statement I couldn't understand.
耶稣要12个馒头枪毙。
And Jesus wants 12 buns to be killed in the firing squad.
后来我上会我问他。
And later on ask him after the meeting.
我说12个馒头我懂。
I know about the 12 buns.
枪毙我不懂。
I don't know about this firing squad.
他说我没有讲枪毙。
I didn't say that.
我说你讲什么
？What did you say? What do you mean?
他说叫 humility.
Oh, humility.
弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters.
我知道，我懂了。
I know now.
如果我不谦卑，我就要被枪毙。
If I'm not humble enough, I'll be killed by firing squad.
我发现华富会充满许多很残忍的人。
COVID, there are people who are cruel.
我们看见这些语言的多元化。
We see that the plurality in language.
在阿姆斯特丹这样一个地方。
In Amsterdam.
我们看见在荷兰这个大都市44个不同的族类的人住在里面。
We see that in this big city in Holland, there are 44 different races who live there.
他们说有100种不同的方言和语文在里面。
And there are more than 100 different local tongues and languages.
当然在这个大都市里面我们看到宗教的多元性。
Of course, in this big city, we see a plurality in the religion.
他们搬过来把他们的鬼神也一起搬过来。
Because when they migrate also their idols.
所以我看见宗教的多元性。
So we see a plurality in religion.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But my dear brothers and sisters.
我们从另外一个角度来看。
From another angle point.
我们发现神奇妙的作为。
We see God's wonderful work.
在他们的母国。
In their native nation.
他们没有机会接触到神的爱。
They cannot come into contact with the love of God.
神把他们带到外国让他们认识主。
When God brought them to the foreign country in order that they may know God.
洛杉矶有一个白人的教会。
In Los Angeles, there is the Church of the Whites.
他在礼拜天下午借给一个小的华人的教会聚会。
On Sunday afternoon, they loaned it to a very small Chinese church for their meetings.
他们也借给一些阿拉伯人也在礼拜天有他们的主日崇拜。
They also loan to some Arabians for their Arabian Sunday service.
有100多个阿拉伯人在那里聚会。
More than 100 Arabians are gathering there for service.
当我们去参加那个聚会的时候
When we visited that meeting,
跟他们唱诗的时候
and sang with them,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹会跟刚才我们在听见道神学院的校友唱和听他们唱诗一样的反应。
It was the same kind of response we have just now as we heard the alumnum singing.
你没有办法禁止你的眼泪。
You cannot help but to shed tears.
我们看见神奇妙的作为。
We see God's wonderful work.
在阿拉伯他们没有机会接触福音。
In Arab, they cannot come into contact with the gospel.
神奇妙的让在都市化的这个趋势里面让他们有机会能够认识主。
But in this trend of urbanization, God allows them to see God.
阶级也是多元的。
And also this plurality also in caste.
所以就有贫富悬殊的现象。
So there is aBig difference of the rich and the poor.
这些事实到底给我们什么样的挑战？
What kind of challenge all this offer to us?
我提出三件事情。
Three things I want to mention.
第一个，神给我们一个提醒。
The first God remind us.
我们读使徒行传一章八节。
In Acts 1 verse 8.
耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做主的见证。
You say from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, until the end of the world, you want to bear witness for the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But then,
今天神把地极带到耶路撒冷来。
God has brought the end of the world to Jerusalem.
我们看见过去是从耶路撒冷到地极。
We see that passage from Jerusalem to the end of the world.
今天我们看见地极被带到我们的身边。
And then to see, today we see that the end of the world is brought to Jerusalem to be by our side.
过去是漂洋过海的。
In the past, we had to cross oceans.
我们要传福音，要远渡重洋。
We got to cross the ocean to preach the gospel.
我们要走过沙漠。
We got to walk through deserts.
今天我们传福音，走到对街，我们就可以做异文化宣教的工作。
But today we can do the cross-cultural ministry just across the street.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
当我们进到新的一个时代的时候
When you enter into new age,
有许多的东西要重新给它新的定义
There are many things we got to redefine
宣教观不一样
And the mission concept now is different
甚至什么叫宣教士我们都要重新来厘定它的定义
And also we got to redefine what is a missionary
求主帮助我们在这样一种 都市化或者是都市处境的一个认识的里面
With this kind of knowledge of urbanization,
让我们带着远渡重洋的心情走过我们的街道
Let us with a heart that want to cross the nation to cross the street
让我们也在主的面前学习在我们的生活的中心让我们经历什么叫跨文化什么叫跨宗教
Before the Lord, even right in our daily life itself, we want to experience to know what is cross-cultural mission.
第二，我们看另外一个什么挑战
And the second challenge is,
今天我们要学习怎么样建立人际的关系来达到异文化传福音 在我们的身边的这样的一个侍奉。
Today we want to learn how to establish human relationship in order to promote cross-cultural mission.
陈琛仪牧师今天早上提到四个这个机会。
Reverend Chen this morning has mentioned four opportunities.
二十岁以上以下的。
And those who are less than 20 years old.
亚洲。
The Asian.
福音没有及到的群体。
And the unreached group in Asia.
还有伊斯兰教就是回教世界。
And there's still the Islamic world.
但是这些机会我们需要有桥梁让我们达到他那边。
But we need bridges to go to all these people.
那么这个桥梁是什么？
What is that bridge?
我们要学习建立一个人际的关系。
We got to learn to establish human relationship.
这次我在多伦多布道。
In Toronto, when I have this evangelistic rally,
会前他们告诉我今天有一些说福建话的在他们当中。
Before the meeting, they say there's some who speak Amor in our midst.
他要替我翻译。
So they want to interpret for me.
我不认识他。
I don't know him.
那么他要翻译，我就只好让他翻译了。
So I said, okay, you want to interpret for me?
那天我讲农业社会跟工业社会的不同。
Because I talk about different agricultural society and industrialized society.
我说工业社会住在高楼大厦。
I said, in the industrialized society, you live in high-rise buildings.
我说住的左邻右舍。他们是老死不相往来的。
And that in this city that we stayed until you're old, you die, you never communicate with the neighbors.
你知道他怎么翻译吗？
You know how did he translate?
他说住在高楼。
Those who stay in high-rise apartments.
恰迪厝宾就是彼此住在邻居。
You live as neighbors.
如果喊喵气啊，阿伯来哦。
Even the rats will not have fellowship.
老死不相往来，他把它翻译成老鼠都不相往来。
Until getting old age, he translates that even the rats will not have a fellowship.
我发现他的翻译非常的传神。
I said that it actually carries the meaning.
不只是人跟人没有来往，连老鼠都不来往。
He said not only they don't come communicating in a human, but even the rats too.
这是今天的世界。
This is the world today.
那么今天我们要怎么样在都市化的里面把福音带给他们？
So today in the city, how can we bring the gospel to them?
我在我的讲义上讲到第六轮。
So in my outline, I say this.
第六轮 the sixth.
And the sixth relationship, human relationship.
这个呢，有一点点背景，我简单介绍一下。
And I want to explain this one, the sixth human relationship.
中国人看重人伦的关系。
Chinese emphasize a lot of human relationships.
我们讲五伦。
We talk about five human relationships.
讲君臣。
We talk about the emperor and the officers.
讲到夫妇。
And talk about husband and wife.
讲到父子。
And talk about father and son.
讲到兄弟。
Talk about brothers.
讲到朋友。
About friends.
我们讲到这五伦。
The five human relationships.
有一位影响台湾经济发展很大的一位先生。
Someone who has great influence in the financial development of Taiwan.
他被称为近代台湾科技之父。
He is talked about as a father of technology of modern Taiwan.
他的名字叫李国鼎先生。
李国鼎。
李国鼎。
李国鼎 ,Mr. 李国鼎。
他最近刚刚去世。
He just passed away recently.
他是一位非常爱主的一位主内的弟兄。
He is a brother in Christ.
在他一起演讲的里面。
There was one when he was lecturing.
他认为中国人传统文化里面五伦非常的宝贝。
He said that it's so precious with the five human relationship in Chinese tradition.
但是他说这五伦也给中国人带来一个不是很健全的世界观。
But then this five human relationships do not bring a right world view to China.
因为所有五伦的关系
because for all the five human relationships,
都是彼此熟悉的人。
It is those who are so familiar.
君臣夫妇父子儿女一直到朋友他们彼此都认识。
Because all these involved five relationships are so familiar with each other.
他觉得中国人的世界观不完整，因为缺少第六轮。
He said the worldview of Chinese is not complete because they lack of the sixth relationship.
他就强调这第六轮的重要。
So it emphasizes the significance of the sixth relationship.
第六轮是什么轮呢？
What is that?
就是人我的关系。
That is you and yourself.
我们才听到 I, thou, I, it 的关系。
So we hear about I, thou, I, it relationship.
他特别提到 I, others, 我跟陌生人的关系。
I, others relationship actually.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
这应该是我们每一个基督徒都应该有的一个人伦的一个观念。
This is the kind of a relationship concept we must have.
六年学习做异文化宣教的工作。
For 6 years I've been learning to be a cross-cultural missionary.
我最常被人问的一个问题。
And the question was most frequently directed to me.
李牧师，中国有13亿的骨肉同胞。
Pastor Lee, this China has 1.3 billion people.
我们中国人都还没有把福音传好，你讲什么好高骛远的话？
We can't even reach our own people. How can you talk about this way far imaginary plans?
因为我们缺少 I others 的这样的一个关系。
Because we do not have this kind of relationship called I others.
所以我们今天没有办法体会到那一个神爱世人的心肠。
So we cannot totally comprehend the statement that God said that God so loved the world.
所以今天基督徒人数的增长赶不上那个世界人口增长的那个速率。
That's why the rate of increase of Christians cannot catch up with the population increase of the world.
我们从今天早上一直到现在讲了很多，听了很多理论。
So since this morning until now we heard many theories.
我们怎么样能够在这样的一个都市宣教的事上，我们能够做一个忠心的人。
How can we in this urban mission be a very faithful Christian?
让我们能够建立一个好的属灵的人际关系。
Let us establish a very good spiritual relationship.
第三，从都市宣教，我们要求主让我们整理出一些都市的神学。
The third, from this urban mission, we want to formulate an urban mission theology.
为了准备今天晚上的信息
，In order to prepare tonight's message,
我也在一年前买了这个 Dr. Ray Bakke 他所写的那本书。
And a year ago, I bought the books written by Ray Bakke.
A Theology as Big as the City. 像城市那么大的一个神学一个系列的一个建造。我觉得这是应该我们在主面前好好的思考的一个问题。
A construction of a theology as big as a city is something we're to ponder very seriously before the Lord.
我只提到一件事情。
I only mention one thing.
我觉得我们这些在城市里面的地方的堂会。
I feel that we in the city, our churches,
我们要好好的思想，我们过去一直强调分别为圣。
In the past, we must have sanctified, being separated.
很多时候这个分别为圣被误解了。
This being sanctification by separation has been misunderstood.
因为误解就带出误用。
Because of our misunderstanding, we misuse it.
我们过分的强调分别。
We overemphasize on the separation.
而忽略了为圣的积极的意义。
We neglected what is the purpose of being sanctified.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天不是逃避，是参与。
My dear brothers and sisters, we are not escaping, running away.
我盼望跟弟兄姊妹一起从一个实际的角度来思想几个课题。
I hope that from a very pragmatic perspective, want to meditate on a few suggestions.
当我准备这篇信息的时候
，When I prepare this message,
我也有机会把过去18年在牧会的经历里面的一些整理和反省。
I also try to reflect on my past 18 pastoral experiences years.
我很快的把这五点提出来作为我们城市宣道的一个建议。
And very briefly I want to mention these 5 points so that it could be a suggestion to this urban mission.
第一个就是教会与机构之间的合作。
The first is cooperation of the church and parachurch organizations.
当我们在都市里面
When we are all in the city,
我们没有办法避免这件事情。
We cannot avoid this.
很多时候我们看见许多的堂会
Many times we see churches,
上帝给他们有很多有恩赐的同工
and God has given them many talented co-workers.
但是我们看见上帝用心良苦把这些人也分在了不同的教会里面
But we see that God also dispersed these people into different places.
但是当我们进到都市的时候
But when you enter in the city,
我们要进入一个福音的总体战
We are going into the totality of the gospel.
我们不能够把上帝给我们不同教会的资源把它浪费掉。
We cannot squander the different resources God has given to the church.
所以地方堂会跟机构是相辅相成的。
So this local church must actually help one another with the parachurch organization.
特别是人才这一方 方面的资源。
And especially in the human resources.
六年的宣教的学习。
And learning from the 6 years of mission.
我越来越看见。
The more I see.
一个宣教士需要有两个后面的支持来做他的后援。
One missionary must have two human support at the back.
他需要一个好的母会。
One good mother church.
他需要一个好的差会。
And one good standing mission.
母会就是地方的堂会。
The mother church is the local church.
差会就是教会的机构。
And the mission is that organization.
我没有时间多在这方面跟弟兄姊妹分享。
I cannot elaborate much.
但是这两方面的合作非常的需要。
But it's very important for these two to cooperate.
我们看第二样。
And the second.
全职跟代职的配搭。
And those who are full-time and those who are tent maker must work together.
不管你喜欢不喜欢。
Whether you like it or not.
不管你赞成不赞成。
Whether you agree or not.
今天在华人教会里面。
Today in the Chinese churches.
全职跟代职之间有一个张力。
The full-time and the tent maker there is a tension.
今天许多全职的同工。
Many of full-time workers
觉得代职的信徒领袖给他带来压力。
Feel that these tent making leaders bring pressure to them.
今天教会的问题在哪里？
And the problem of just today is
什么叫做代职的？
What are tent
maker? 什么叫做全职的？
What are full-time?
叫做教会领袖。
And the church leaders.
那么这些教会领袖
These church leaders
是今天教会问题的症结。
And they are actually the key to the problem of the church today.
华服运动
and the COVID movement
是从74年洛桑会议开始的。
It began from 74, the Lausanne conference.
那时候我34岁。
I was 34 years old then.
有机会参加洛桑的会议。
And I opportunity to participate that.
我坐了包机。
Then I went with a charter flight.
我们从台湾
from Hong Kong
到香港
and Hong Kong, from Taiwan to Hong Kong.
然后到新加坡
and then to Singapore,
把这一代的华人教会的领袖就一起包机到瑞士
and we took all these participants to this Sweden
飞机起飞的时候
and when the flight took off
有一位长辈就领大家祷告
there was a leader who led us to pray
那么他在祷告里面求主保守这个飞机去和回的平安
he said God will grant journey mercy for this flight
他祷告完了
After the prayer,
在我前面一位属灵的长辈
there was a spiritual elder who in front of me.
我非印象非常深，他就回过头来告诉我。
He turned head and told me.
他说，上帝一定听这个祷告。
God surely will listen to this prayer.
因为如果这个飞机出事情
because if something went wrong with this flight,
中国教会就完了。
The Chinese churches is the end.
坐在我旁边。
The one just seated by my side.
一位从印尼来的同工。
A co-worker from Indonesia.
他跟我是同年龄的。
He was the same age as myself.
那个时候是34岁。
34.
那么现在几岁你们自己去算。
So you know how old is this?
那么算了以后你们大概知道他是谁。
And then you know who he is.
我不告诉你们。
I won't tell you.
你们自己去猜。
You want to make a guess?
他告诉我。
He told me.
他说秀全。
And Molly.
不要听他乱讲。
Don't listen to him.
他说在我看。
According to what I see,
这个教会出事情，中国教会才有盼望。
If this flight has a problem, there's a hope for the Chinese churches.
真的，大家很残忍。我一讲这些很痛苦的事情的时候，大家就鼓掌。
So you applaud for all these very cruel experiences.
我不知道过了那么多年。
I don't know, after so many years have passed.
我们今天华人教会到今天的光景。
Today the Chinese church in this type of circumstances
跟那天那个飞机有没有出事有没有关系
Whether it's related to the whether that flight has any problem or not at the time
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
今天我们看见在领袖当中没有榜样的一些危机
Today we see that crisis because leaders do not have set examples
今天我不讲配搭
I'm not talking about working together as a team
我今天不讲沟通
about communication
我觉得同工之间要有个起码的彼此的信任
and there must be mutual trust as co-workers I think
使徒行传十一章
and Acts 11
提到巴拿巴
talking about Barnabas
里面有一句话
and there was a statement there
我一直不懂
I couldn't understand
我不明白为什么有那么一句话
I couldn't understand why is that there's such a statement
那句话说什么呢
what did he say
巴拿巴原是个好人
Barnabas was actually a good man
我不明白
I couldn't understand.
为什么圣经上介绍他的时候突然加这句话？
Then why is it in the introduction starting at this moment? The Holy Spirit filled him.
智慧充足。
He has wisdom.
有好名声。
And good fame.
这个我懂。
I knew.
什么叫做他原是个好人呢？
He was actually a good man. What does it mean?
弟兄姊妹，这是今天同工之间应该有的基本的认识。
This is a basic knowledge we must have for co-workers.
弟兄姊妹，你的同工不是坏人。
My dear brothers and sisters, your co-worker is not a bad man.
很多时候我们在侍奉的里面
Many times in our teamwork,
连我是个好人都没有得到同工们的认同
That I'm a good man is not being confirmed and acknowledged by my co-workers.
求主帮助我们
Pray that God help us.
让我们代职全职能够有好的配搭
Whether you are a tent maker, whether a full-time worker, you want to go together as a team.
预工跟本工的衔接
And also the pre-evangelist and also the Full-time workers, there must be a connection.
Pre-evangelism 跟这个 evangelism 本身之间的一个关系。
And there's a relationship with pre-evangelism and evangelism.
什么叫做福音预工呢？
What do you mean by pre-evangelism?
文宣事工。
And also literature work.
大众传播。
And mass media.
社会关怀。
Social concern.
我不知道我有没有看这个记错。
I hope that I remember correctly.
在 Ray Barkey 的书里面
In Ray Barkey's book,
他提到一件事情
He mentioned about this.
他们教会有一批同工
Church, there's a group of co-workers.
到芝加哥的红灯区
They went to the red light region of the city.
替那些工作的妓女做 babysitter, 照顾小孩
They were the babysitter for the prostitutes.
我看到这样的一个例子
When I saw this example,
对我来讲是个很大的冲击
It was a great impact to me.
他真是有社会关怀的心
They have a heart for social concern.
当然我知道这个一提出来有许多人一定有很多很多的问号
Of course, there are many questions when I mentioned this.
但是今天我要讲
But then what I want to say is
不是这一些福音预工
Not this kind of pre-evangelistic work.
腓立比书里面
But in the book of Philippians,
提到两个主题
Two things are mentioned.
一个是喜乐
One is joy.
一个是合一
One is unity.
什么是喜乐呢
What about joy?
是信徒个别的见证
That is the individual testimony of the Christian.
什么叫合一呢
What is unity?
是教会整体的见证
That is the testimony of the whole church.
弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
这也是福音预工
This also is a pre-evangelism.
今天我们失去见证
Today we have lost the testimony.
今天教会失去见证
Today the church has lost the testimony.
我们就失去了传福音的能力
And then we lose the power to evangelize
马太福音24章14节
Matthew chapter 24:14
这天国的福音要传遍天下
This heavenly gospel is preached to the end of the world
对万民做见证
And to testify to all nations
然后末期才来到
And then the last day will come
我们很喜欢这节圣经
We love this verse
因为我们常常引用这节圣经
Because many times we quote this verse
但是我们每一次引的时候
But many times we quote
我们都漏掉中间一句
We lost this statement
我们就说这天国的福音要传遍遍天下
This gospel will preach the end of the world
然后末期才来到
And the last day will come
弟兄姊妹中间的遗漏
And the losing part
是一个非常严重的遗漏
It's a very serious loss
你如果遗漏了那个对万民做见证
That to be testimony to the all nations
我们今天就变成传一个没有见证的福音
Then we are preaching a gospel without good testimonies
这是今天我们面对一个极大的一个挑战
This is a great challenge we are facing today
很多时候
Many a time
我们常常忘记了传福音的人成为传福音本身的一个拦阻
That the preacher become the hindrance of the preaching
我突然了解
Suddenly I understand.
使徒行传一章八节。
And Acts 1:8.
耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem.
犹太全地。
Judea.
和撒玛利亚。
And Samaria.
直到地极。
To the end of the world.
这是耶稣讲的最后一句话升天之前他讲最后的一句话。
And he said the last statement before he was ascended.
他不是说你们要一直到地极传我的福音。
He did not say that the priest until the end of the world.
做我的见证。
But be my testimony.
因为时间的关系
Because of time,
我们看第四点
we see the first four points,
绝对和相对的分辨
and the discernment of absolute and the relative
过去这三十多年来
in the past 30 years,
我们看见普遍的华人教会 看见圣灵很明显很直接的工作。
In generally, we see that among the Chinese church, the Holy Spirit is working very prominently.
强调属灵的恩赐。
To emphasize on the gift.
这是很可喜的现象。
This very, joyous, emphasis.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But then,
我们要很严肃的来看什么叫做属灵的恩赐。
But seriously, we want to examine what is spiritual gift.
我觉得今天我们需要提醒我们自己的。
We got to remind ourselves today.
我们什么恩赐都有。
We have all gift,
但是我们缺少辨别诸灵的恩赐。
We lack of the gift to discern all spirits.
希伯来书第五章
Hebrews chapter 5,
这里告诉我们说吃奶吃干粮
whether they have the meal or whether they have the solid food,
长大成人可以分辨好歹
that you grow be matured can make discernment of good and evil.
腓立比书第一章
Philippians chapter 1,
保罗的祷告
Paul's prayer,
他怎么祷告呢
How did he pray?
他说让你们的爱心多而又多
That your love be multiplied,
能够分别是非
That can discern the right and wrong.
我们今天需要分别和分辨的恩赐
Today we need the spirit of discernment and separation.
我们要分别分辨绝对和相对的不同
We got to discern the difference of the absolute and the relative.
Billy Graham 的这个妹夫 Leighton Ford 曾经讲过这样一句话
Leighton Ford, Billy Graham's brother-in-law said this.
他说今天教会有两大危机
He said two crises the church is facing today.
第一个危机就是改变福音的内容
You change the content of the gospel.
第二个危机
The second,
不改变传福音的方法
That we do not change the method of preaching
一个是绝对
One is absolute
一个是相对
One is relative
我们不要把它弄混
Do not be confused
我们看最后一点
The last point
最后一点我把它叫做保罗和马可的传承
And working together of Paul and Mark
上帝的工作要注意结棒和交棒
That in God's ministry we know how to pass the baton
这个叫做薪火相传
That's passing the baton
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
如果讲到保罗的薪火相传
If we talk about the passing of baton from Paul
我们自然想到保罗和提摩太
Many times we think about Timothy
因为那是个比较顺利的传承
Because that is a very smooth kind of passing transfer
但是今天晚上
But then tonight
我跟弟兄姊妹想到保罗和马可
I want to talk about Paul and Mark
因为他们之间的关系非常有趣
Because it's very interesting in their relationship
使徒行传15章为了马可保罗跟巴拉巴分手
In Acts chapter 15 is recorded that because of Mark and Barnabas and Paul separated
后来我们看见这个哥罗西书第四章
And then later we see in Colossians chapter 4
提摩太后书第四章
And also 2 Timothy chapter 4
保罗公开的提到这个马可对他的重要
Paul publicly acknowledged that Mark is so important to him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
当我们要去侍奉
When we want to serve
不管在乡村
No matter in the village
不管是在都市
Or in the city
我们要记得怎么样代代相传
Remember how to pass the baton on.
城市宣道很重要。
Urban mission is important.
因为神爱世人的一半在都市里。
Because the word that God loves, half of it is in the city.
我相信我们都有一样的负担。
I believe that we have a single burden.
一样的祷告。
And same prayer.
城市宣教不应该是我们宣教的终极目的。
Urban mission shouldn't be the ultimate purpose of our mission.
我们要在城市建立教会
In the city, want to establish churches
建立一个健康的教会
Establish a healthy church
善用城市多元性的这些好处
And want to well use all the amenities and facilities of the city
成为福音传向神爱世人另外一半在乡村的基地
So that it become a base for us to preach the other half that God loved in the village
我用两句话做结束
Two statements to conclude.
这两年这两句话对我有很大的震撼。
For these 2 years, this statement shook my heart.
我忘记是谁写的。
I forgot who wrote this.
但是这两句话给我有很大很大的震撼。
But it actually shook me.
讲到我们中国人。
Talking about Chinese.
全世界都有。
The whole world we have Chinese.
他说全世界。
You see the whole world.
有太阳的地方就有中国人在流汗。
Wherever there is sun rising, there also Chinese are sweating.
全世界
The whole world
有月亮的地方
Wherever there's moon
就有中国人在流泪
There's Chinese who weep
我看了这两句话
When I read these two statements
从福音的角度
From the perspective of the gospel,
我求主帮助我。
I pray that God help me.
有到了一天
，one day，
不只是盼望，我们相信。
Not only that we have hope, we believe.
全世界有太阳的地方
，in the whole world wherever sun is，
就有华人的基督徒为福音的缘故流汗。
There is Chinese Christian who sweat for the sake of the gospel.
有月亮的地方
，wherever the moon is，
就有华人基督徒为世上的灵魂流泪。
There are Chinese Christian who weep for the lost souls.
低头祷告
，Let's pray.
主啊，我们从头一天晚上就求你与我们同在。
God, since the first day, we ask that you be with us.
今天晚上
，tonight.
我们求你让我们能够感受你的同在。
We ask that you let us feel that you are with us.
享受你的同在。
And also enjoy your presence.
也在你的同在的里面能够听你向我们发号施令。
And in your presence we see that you want to send us out.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.